When we read books, we shouldn't choose books which are deviant and improper. We shouldn't read the books of other sects and teachings which are off the proper path. Having left the home life, you must have genuine proper knowledge and proper views. If you don't have proper knowledge and proper views, it's for sure that you'll enter a demonic path and be caught in the states of the 50 skanda demons. Therefore, cultivators of the way should do things as a group. You cannot act independently on your own and just do as you please. You should know that as left home people, you have just entered the door of Buddhism, and you're just a beginner, so you can't be obstinate and refuse to follow directions. You should pay attention to this. If you don't listen to instructions, your future retribution will be inconceivable. If left home people don't listen to instructions, they'll definitely fall into the hells. There's not a doubt about it. If you've left home and you don't have proper knowledge and views, and you don't walk a proper path, that's too dangerous. This is called deliberately creating offenses, knowing full well that they're wrong. We talk about not contending, not being greedy, not seeking, not being selfish, not seeking self-benefit, and not lying. This is important. None of us can be selfish. We shouldn't try to get benefits in everything. If you can really practice the six rules of not contending, not being greedy, not seeking, not being selfish, not wanting self-benefit, and not lying, then you'll get inexhaustible benefits. Everything will turn out well for you. But if you contend, are greedy, seek, are selfish, want self-benefit, and lie, then nothing will turn out well. In learning the Buddha Dharma, the most important thing is to have the Dharma-selecting eye. Without the Dharma-selecting eye, you'll believe this and you'll believe that, but in the end you won't accomplish anything. Everyone should work especially hard and study the Buddha Dharma. If you don't study Buddha Dharma, and you're just a Buddhist in name only, without getting the real benefit of Buddhism, that's useless. So we should all pay attention and cultivate diligently. We should be sincere. Don't just talk about it without practicing. We should be mindful of morality. At all times, we should cultivate the way and develop our virtue. We must perfect our virtue and our cultivation of the way. Then we'll be worthy of being a Buddhist left-home person or lay person. So we must diligently walk on the path of purity and not on the defiled path. Since eons without beginning, we've been accustomed to walking on the defiled path, and so now when we have false thoughts, in our every move, we always remember those defiled things, and we've forgotten all the principles of purity. So we must return to the source and go back to the origin, and clean up our body, mind, and nature. Don't pass your life in such a muddle as you did before. Great vehicle followers study the great vehicle Buddha Dharma. You can't mix the great vehicle and the small vehicle. Originally, there was no great vehicle and no small vehicle. There was nothing at all. People made discriminations of great and small, different kinds and different categories. However, no matter what we do, we should concentrate on it. With concentration, there is efficaciousness. With scatteredness, there is nothing. In order to concentrate, we must cut off desire and love. If you don't cut off desire and love, and you leave the home life, then even if you cultivate for 80,000 great eons, you won't achieve anything. This is important. No matter what dharma you choose to cultivate, can you cut off all your desires and love? This is the path which every cultivator must take. As for lay people, the nature of their cultivation is different. But left-home people must definitely cut off desire and love. You mustn't be so caught up in emotional love all day long and not be able to see it as empty. If you do that, then you'll definitely have no accomplishment. If you try to subdue people by force, they will not submit in their hearts. But if you subdue them with virtue, then they will joyfully and sincerely submit. No matter where or when it is, we mustn't use force to contend with others. We have to use virtue, morality, and humaneness in dealing with people. If we contend, then we are using force to subdue others, but people will never willingly submit. If you use virtuous conduct to make people listen, then everyone will listen. What I'm saying is very shallow. Everyone can understand it. Of course, some people might not want to hear it, but this is what I'm willing to talk about, these true principles. If those people don't listen, then I can't force them to listen. If you think what I've said is the way, then advance upon it. If you don't think it's the way, then retreat from it. Take what is good and use it. Take what is bad and change it. Study these with your conscience and see if these principles make sense.